The world's best documentaries are coming to D.C. It is time once again for the AFI Docs Film Festival.
And joining us to talk more about it, WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.
Okay, hey,
Jason. Hey, good to have you.
Hi.
Explain what AFI Docs is and how it differs from other film fests.
Well, you'll remember it used to be called Silver Docs for many years. It's in its 13th year now because it started out at the AFI Silver Theater out in Silver Spring. And it was called Silver Docs, sort of the East Coast celebration, documentary celebration of the American Film Institute, which is based out in L.A. But for some reason, we have the treat of having it in Silver Spring, which is great. So it used to be called Silver Docs. Since then, it's changed to AFI Docs, but it's the same deal. You get to see all these great documentaries. Some played at Tribeca, some at South by Southwest, but now they're all rounded up playing here. It's since expanded from, it's not only at AFI Silver now it's also at the Newseum, East Street Cinema, the U.S. Navy Memorial, National Portrait Gallery, so a lot more places downtown too, and it runs tonight through Sunday.
So if one goes, can they rub elbows with the filmmakers?
Well, that's the cool thing about these festivals, right? You don't just watch the movies. Sometimes you get to do a little Q&As and talk to them out in the hallways, the actual filmmakers. Tonight, if you remember the Oscar-winning doc 20 Feet from Stardom, a year or two ago, the filmmaker of that, Morgan Neville, is going to be there to screen his new movie, Best of Enemies. Tonight, it's about the 1968 debates between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley Jr., the famous liberal and conservative battle there. So that should be fun, and you'll get to meet Morgan. And then on Friday, they're kind of doing their life achievement thing, which is the Guggenheim Symposium, what they call it. This year's honoree is Stanley Nelson, a famous civil rights filmmaker. He's being honored for his body of work telling civil rights tales, and one of his docs actually got the Justice Department to reopen the Emmett Till case, citing new evidence found in the documentary. So that's the power of this stuff.
Well, some other highlights then that we might want to go to.
Some other ones, yeah, it's not all that heavy as Emmett Till, you know, thank God. There's some lighter stuff too. There's Drunk Stoned Brilliant Dead. I love that title. Drunk Stoned Brilliant Dead, about National Lampoon, the publication and the production company, all the back, you know, behind the scenes stories of Chevy Chase and how that came about. There's Steve Jobs, Man in the Machine, about, you know, Apple's late founder. That one's actually directed by last year's Guggenheim nominee, Alex Gibney, so it's bound to be good. There's Requiem for the American Dream, about income inequality, and then the whole thing closes with Mavis, about iconic singer Mavis Staples. So it's a pretty big range, social change issues and a lot of fun ones too.
Well, we know what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting out as much as we can. We're actually going to have, you know, we have all the info, tickets, and show times on WTOP.com's entertainment page. We have several of the filmmakers stopping by the studio as the week goes on. So don't just check it today and look away. Keep coming back. We're going to keep posting some interviews as the week goes on, guys.
Very good. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.
Thank you, Jason.